Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Pei Hei, 14 lines in the bottom of Daf Pei Dalim and Beis, and the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, Ksavah B'Teichai, so in our Mishnah on Daf Pei Beis and Manalef, the Mishnah brought a case where Reuven gave a get to his wife Rachel, and he said to her at the time that he gave her the get, Harei Amateras L'Cha'adam, aside for Shimon, and we learned that that Mishnah is talking about a case of Chutz, and his machlek is between Rabbi Lez and the Chachamim. Rabbi Lez said that the get was valid, and the Chachamim said the get was not valid, and the Mishnah continued that according to Chachamim, what she do in order to validate the get, then Reuven can take the get back from Rachel, give it to her once again, and say to her properly, and the get would be valid. However, the Mishnah then ended, now, if instead of Reuven saying to Rachel at the time that he gave it a get, he actually would have written this clause into the get itself, and it would have stated, then it actually would be a get puzzle, and even if Reuven would go and erase that line from the get, he would not be able to use the get, and the get would be considered a get puzzle. Now Gemara begins, Amar Rav Safra, Rav Safra stated, that the only time that this get would be puzzle is only if Reuven actually had this clause written into the get. However, as Rashi brings down, however, even if Reuven would have directed the Edom and the Seifa to actually write this clause into the get, it would not be considered puzzle as long as they don't actually write it into the get. And Rashi says, and this would only be true if Reuven, at the time that he delivered the get to his wife Rachel, did not say this clause Balpeh. And in a moment, we will discuss exactly the svara behind this idea. But the Gemara first asked, this din that Rav Safra said, that this din is a Pashta din, since the Mishnah stated that Reuven actually wrote this into the get, and it's mashma that if he didn't write in the get, it would not be Pashta get. And therefore, what is the Chiddush of Rav Safra? And before we continue, let's just recall the difference between the Tayrif of a get and the Typhus of the get. The Tayrif of the get has the main parts of the get, the name of the husband, the wife, as well as where they live, as well as the date of the get, and it also would say, and that would be the Ikka part of the get. And the Typhus of the get are the rest of the clauses in the get. And therefore the Gemara responds, that Rav Safra's Chiddush is, that when you learn the Mishnah, you may think that the only time that if you only said this about Peh, that it would be a valid get, is only if Reuven said this to the Edom and the Sefer, after they already wrote the Tayrif of the get, and since they're only going to write the Typhus of the get, so therefore it doesn't make a difference if the Sefer or the Edom thought that this get was given on condition of Harei Mutar Zecha Adam El L'Shimin, since they already wrote the Tayrif of the get, and this clause was only told to them once they're about to write the Typhus of the get, and as Rashi says, the Kimin the Nichtav Ikka Get, Koydim Askar Tanai, Le Mifsil B'mayda Am L'Sadi L'Kaisvay Al Manas Kain, Ilai Kosvay L'Betecha B'Hedya, as long as the Edom or the Sefer did not write this actual clause into the get. However, we may have thought, Abel Fnei Tayrif, that if prior to writing the Tayrif of the get, Reuven would have directed the Edom and the Sefer to write into the get, then in that case, even though the Edom and the Sefer did not actually write this into the get, so one may think that in this case, the get would be puzzle, as the Sefer and the Edom must have written the get, and therefore it should be puzzle, and as Rashi says, therefore, Kamash Blon, Rav Safra comes and teaches us that this din of Kosvay B'Teichai is not only where Reuven gave this direction Balpeh after the Tayrif was written and prior to the Typhus being written, but even if this direction was given to the Edom and the Sefer prior to the Tayrif being written, this get would still be valid since the Edom and the Sefer did not actually write this into the get, and Lemaisa, the husband at the end result, said to his wife, Harei Amutar Zecha Adam, and at the time of the delivery of the get to Rachel, he did not say Harei Amutar Zecha Adam El Leplani, and as Taisa points out, Kamash Ron, the Filu Hachi Kasha, the Sefer Lekasav El Amanas, Kamash Yema Bal Besaif, the Kivin Shechazer by Kasha, and the Chiddush of Rav Safra is that since at the end result the husband went and was Chayza and he said Harei Amutar Zecha Adam, therefore when the Sefer wrote the get, he never had Kavana based on what the husband told him originally, and the Sefer's Kavana even initially was that I'm writing the get based on however the husband eventually gives this get to his wife, and as long as the husband will eventually say Harei Amutar Zecha Adam and he doesn't it in El Leplani, then this get would be valid. But of course, if the Edom or the Sefer would actually write into the get this clause of Harei Amutar Zecha Adam El Leplani, the get would not be valid, and it's impossible to erase the get and make it valid, as Taisa explained in Diba Maslam Ksavah B'Teicha Av Pishachazel Makay Pasol Pirish L'Fishlei Nichtav Aget El Al Tnai Zeh, because the Sefer only wrote the get based on this clause, and at least according to Chachamim, there is no krisis in this scenario. And the Gemara continues, Rava Amar, and Rava actually says, like the Gemara's Havamino, and he argues on Rav Safra, and when a Mishnah Dafka stated Ksavah B'Teicha, it would be pasol, and it's mashma if Reuven only directed the Sefer to write Harei Amutar Zecha Adam El Pliny, and the Sefer didn't actually write it, and then Reuven gave the get stoma, and he said that it would be a valid get. This is only true if Reuven gave these directions to the Edom and the Sefer after they already wrote the Tayyif. However, if Reuven would have given these directions to the Sefer and the Edom prior to them writing the Tayyif, even if they didn't write it into the get, but Lemaisa, since they heard it prior to the Tayyif, therefore when they wrote the Tayyif, they must have written it based on Reuven's directions, and therefore Afila Penami Puzzle, even if Reuven only said this Balpeh, and the Sefer and the Edom didn't actually write Hariyam Tez Chodom El Lepleini in the get, it would still be Puzzle. The Gemara continues, V'azir Ravel Tamei, and Rav is going to Shitasai, the Amalu Ravel Han the Kaspi Gitti, that Rav would tell those who were Mesad Gittin and would write Gittin, Shasku Shasuka Lebal, Adach Sivis Leitur of the Gita, make sure you tell the husband to be quiet, and not to mention any Tanayim prior to the Torah being written. And certainly, if Reuven would say to the Sefer that I want you to write Hariyam Tez Chodom Chutz Mepleini, and certainly, as Rav just taught us, that would not be a valid get, because even if the Sefer didn't actually write this Tanai in the get, however, the Sefer must have had Kavana at the point they wrote the get, that he's only writing the get based on Reuven's condition of Hariyam Tez Chodom Chutz Mepleini, and of course, that would not be a valid get. And Rav also told the Sefer to make sure that the husband doesn't say any Tanai prior to writing the Torah, as Xeria, that if we allow him to say anything prior to writing the Torah, then maybe he would say Hariyam Tez Chodom Chutz Mepleini, and of course, that would not be a valid get. And therefore, based on this Xeria, Rav told the Sefer to make sure that the husband doesn't make any tnayim prior to writing the Torah. The husband shouldn't even say Hareya Mutaz Chol Adam Al Menasta, you'll give me $200 at some later point, as even though it's possible for Rachel to go and be Mekayim this tnay and the get would be valid, however, Rav made a Gzira or to a case where the husband would say a Lashon of Chutz. And I entice the Dibam Maskel Shasuke Shaski Lebal that Taisa says Bechol Shat Tnayim Ari, it's referring to all tnayim could perish by countries for Ravel Tamei Lefnei HaTorah Goz Al Menas or to Chutz Rabban the Rebbe, as we will see in a moment. And the Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned to the Braisa, call Tanayim, place them beget to Rabbi. Rabbi holds that any Tanayim that's written in the get, even if this get would have been said by Peh, and for example, if Reuven would say to Rachel, Harei Zergitech, Al Menasta, you give me $200, where if Rachel's Mekayim the Tanayim would be a valid get. However, once it's written into the get itself, it would pass the get. And therefore, Lefi Rabbi, every single time that we had a Mishnah in our Masechta that stated that Reuven gave a get to his wife and made a condition, that was a condition that was made al Peh, and it couldn't have been a condition that was written in the get, as according to Rebbe, that would not be valid. And the Braisa continued, however, the Chum argue on Rebbe, and they say, any type of Tanai which was passive, he said about Peh, and for example, if Reuven would say, or where of course that's not a valid get, therefore, passive if you wrote that into the get itself. However, any Tanai if you said about Peh, that would not passive the get, and for example, if Reuven said, on condition that you give me $200, and even if Reuven would direct the Sefer to write this into the get, and the Sefer would actually write this into the get, it would still be a valid get. And as the Rabbana explained, and before we continue with the next Gemara, let's just remember that we will have to work out how the Shita of Rabbi and the Chachamim fit in according to the Shita of Rava, who taught us beforehand that the Bezim would tell the Sefer to make sure that the husband doesn't say any Tanayim prior to writing the Torah. And the Gemara will discuss this point on that Pehem and Aleph. And the Gemara continues that Amr Abzira explained this Braisa, the Machlekes of Fnei HaTorah, that the Machlekes between Rabbi and Chachamim is only when they wrote this Tanai prior to the Torah. The Rebbe Savag Azrina Almanas Otu Chutz. The Rebbe holds with Geizah the condition of Almanas Otu Chutz, and that's why Rebbe said that called Tanai and Paisel Meget. However, Rabbanan Savag, Rabbanan say, Loi Gazrina Almanas Otu Chutz, that we don't make Exeria even in the case of Almanas Otu Chutz, and that's why the Chapit Chachamim calls a Paisel Peh, Paisel Bixav, but calls a Paisel Peh, in a Paisel Bixav. Rabbi Zera continues, Aval Acha Torah, Divra Kol Kosher, if the husband actually wrote a Tanai into the get, and it was written in the Typhus and not in the Torah of the get, then even Rebbe would agree with the Chachamim that the get is kosher. In order to understand the Shita of Rav Zira, let us see the Taisis at the top of that Pehei Amin Aleph, Divrei HaKol Kosher, and Taisis points out that certainly if you wrote a clause at the time of the Torah, and even if you wrote Almanas, that is possible because we made a Gzira of Almanas up to the case of Chutz, as we explained, and therefore Taisis is bothered that L'Chaya we should also make the same Gzira in the Taifis of the get, because we know that if at the time of the Taifis of the get, that Reuven would write into the get, Hareyat Matas Chodom Chutz Mepleini, then it would be possible. So L'Chaya we should also say that we should be Geizah, case of Almanas, utter the case of Chutz. And Taisa says, Mikamakam Legaz Rinabe, Almanas, utter Chutz, that Lemaisa, in the case of the Taifis, we are not Geizah, Almanas, utter Chutz, the Chutz Achatarif, in the Pasalam Rabbanan, as the only reason that if you wrote Hareyat Matas Chodom Chutz Mepleini in the Taifis of the get, that it's going to be possible is only Rabbanan, and that itself itself is only a gzirim rabbanon atul lefnei atayiv, but like gzirin and gzira l'gzira, and therefore we're not gzira l'gzira. And that's why Reb Zera says that even Rebbe is moida that if Reuven would write in the tefis of the get itnai with the lashon of al manas, then it would be a valid get. And the Gemara continues, masnis in the tonic savai v'kimne b'chutz av al manas loy puzzle. And according to Reb Zera in the sefer of our Mishnah, where the Chacham stated savai b'teichay av bishachazer u'machay that's puzzle, and we know that based on the raya that we brought from the Mishnah Masechta Zagoyim, that when our Mishnah stated that Reuven wrote into the get, it means however, if it would be a case where Reuven would have written that you don't get married to Pliny, that would be a valid get according to the Chachamim. So we see that the Chachamim hold that it's possible to write an actual tnai in a get and it would be valid and it would be kosher. So either we could explain that the Mishnah is going in a case that you wrote and you wrote al manas that you don't get married to Pliny, and it's going according to Rabbanon, and that's why it's a valid get. Or you could say that our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where the clause of Harei Amatazel Adam al manas that you don't get married to Shimon was written into the get after the Tariff, and it was only written in the Tariff of a get, and even Rebbe would agree in that case that would be a valid get, even though there's an inclusion of a Tanai in the get, as we're not going to al manas or to chutz in the case where it's written in the Tariff of the get, as we explained. The Gemara continues, Rav Amar, Rav explains, Machlekes la'achat Tariff, the Machlekes between Rebbe and Rabbanon in this Braisa is only if this Tanai was written in the Taifas itself, to Rebbe Sava Gazrina and Otto Lefnei Atayiv, the Rebbe hold that even in the Taifas HaGet, we're still going to be Geizer, that the husband cannot write a clause, even if he says Al Manas, Otto in a case of Lefnei Atayiv, and Taifas points out that even though it would seem that's Xeil Xera, and as Taifas explained before in the words of Reb Zera, as in the Taifas HaGet, the only reason why Reuven can't write a clause and can't write Chutz is only as Xera Otto Lefnei Atayiv, therefore now that we're being Geizer, that even in the Taifas HaGet, you can't write Al Manas, that seems to be a gzira l'gzira, and Taisus explains kula chad gzirahi that really was all based on one gzira, and therefore it's not considered a gzira l'gzira. Rava continues that if they wrote a clause into the get in the teifas haget and they wrote al manas, rabbanon savri loy gazrina atul lefnei atayiv, that we do not make a gzira on al manas atul lefnei atayiv avul lefnei atayiv divrei kol pasul. But if you wrote into the get harei matzal adam and you wrote al manas and it was written in the teif itself, and even rabbanon would agree to Rebbe that the get would be pasul. And based on this explanation of Rava, the Gemara now explains our Mishnah, and our Mishnah was talking about a case where Reuven wrote into the get, and the Rabbanan argued on Rebbe Leza and said that the get is pasul, and we medayik that the only time the Rabbanan chelik on Rebbe Leza is only in the case of chutz. But if Reuven would have written into the get, that you don't get married to Pliny, then even the Rabbanan would agree to Rebbe Leza that it's a valid get. How could this work out according to the Shita of Rava? As if you wrote this clause in the Torah Faget and you wrote Harei Matzal Adam Al Manas that you don't get married to Shimon, the Rabbanan and Rebbe both agree that it's not considered a valid get and with Geizer the case of Al Manas Atu Chutz, and therefore the Gemara explains La'achat Torah Rabbanan that Ein Chanami Lefi Rava. The only way to understand our Mishnah is the Mishnah is talking about a case where the clause of Harei Matzal Adam Al Manas that you don't get married to Pliny was only written in the get after the Torah and in the Teifas Haget, and even though according to Rebbe even in that case we were Geizer and the get would be possible. However, our Mishnah is going like the Shita Chachamim, that in that case we do not make a gzira, as we consider a gzira, and therefore the get would be kosher. And the Gemara continues, and let's remember the Shita that we just brought from Reb Zera. Reb Zera said the machlekes between Rabbanan and Rebbe is in a case where it was Lefnei Atayiv, and the Rabbanan were Geizer al Manas Atu Chutz, and Rebbe was not Geizer al Manas Atu Chutz. However, according to Reb Zera, if they would write a Tanai in a get, and they would write al Manas, and it was written in the Teifas HaGet, then even Rabbanan would agree that it would be a valid get, and there would be no reason to make a gzira, as it would be considered a gzira l'gzira, and therefore the Gemara continues, Tani Avud Rab Oven Kamid Rab Zira. The father of Rab Oven brought a braisa, and he said it in front of Rab Zira that the braisa states, Kasav get al tnai, divrei kol pasul, that if Reuven wrote a get, and he wrote in condition into the get, and he wrote al manas, then according to everyone, it would be pasul. And the Gemara asks, according to Rab Zira, divrei kol pasul, how could it be that everyone agrees that it's pasul, va miflig pligi, but l'maisa, this certainly a machlekes, as if the tnai was written in the teifas haget, then everyone agrees that it's actually kosher, and if it was written in the teifas get, then Rabbanan say it's puzzle. However, Rebbe says the get would still be kosher, and therefore, how could the Braisa state divrei kol puzzle? And the Gemara explains, Ela Emil divrei kol kosher, in a chanami, Reb Zera will change his Braisa, and he will learn that the Braisa really meant to say is divrei kol kosher, that everyone agrees that it's kosher, vehechi dami, and we're referring to a case, la'achat tariff, where Reuven wrote this tnai, and he wrote al manas into the get, after the tariff, and since it was written in the typhus, then as we said, according to Reb Zera, l'shitasai, even Rebbe would agree that would be a valid get. And the Gemara continues and asks, "V'lei mahareza pasul v'rabbi." Once Rabbi Zera, in any case, has to change the brisa, so why don't he explain the brisa and say that the brisa really meant to say is kasav gelatai? Then hareza pasul, then it will be pasul, and it's only going according to the shita Rabbi. We will change the word from divrei akol to hareza, and therefore it would be based on machlekes, and this would work out according to the shita Rabbi. And the Gemara explains, "Tano divrei akol snaya." Since Rabbi Avin brought down this brisa that it said that the brisa stated that it's divrei akol, so kasher would pasul michlefle. So although it's possible to switch and to mix up the words kasher and pasul, and not to be sure if the Tana said that divrei akol is kasher or divrei akol is pasul, that is possible to switch. Hareza be divrei akol le michlefle, but certainly a Tana would not make a mistake and would think that a brisa was taught him that it's divrei akol, even though it was really taught him as a machlekes. And as Rashi says, Tana divrei akol snaya, akoch divrei akol snaya, Rabbi Tana the asnaya hareza lo have a michlefle be divrei akol, afilu shachar girsa shloi, even if he would make a mistake in his girsa, avo kasher pasul michlefle im shachar shmuasai, if he forgot his shmuas and if he forgot exactly what was told him, he might make a mistake between the word kasher and pasul. Lachi amri tani divrei akol kasher the mistaver the hachi gamri Rabbi. It must be that this is what your Rebbe taught you, and really this brisa is going according to everyone, and really the word in the brisa should be kasher and not pasul. And let's continue with the new Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah that pei bezum na'alf, we mentioned that the chum argue in Rabbi Leza, and they say that if Reuven says to Rachel at the time that he gives it a get, that's not a valid get, and we explain according to Rabbanon that there has to be a krisus and there has to be a complete severance between Reuven and Rachel, and since he is telling her that he still considered Eish Zish Legabi Shimon, therefore it's not considered a full-fledged krisus. However, our Mishnah continues that even Rabbanon would agree that if Reuven said to Rachel at the point that he's giving it a get, that he's mutter to get married to everyone, but you're not going to be able to get married to my father or your father, or to my brother or your brother, or to an Eved Oy V'Chavim, or to anyone where Kedushin is not Tefis. And the Gemara will explain that this is referring to anyone else that is a Chayvi Krisis, and therefore Kedushin is not Tefis. Kasha, this get would be valid, as in this case, Reuven actually is creating a full-fledged Krisis, because at this point, Rachel could get married to anyone that she's mutter to. And even though it's true that he said that this get should not be Chal, but again, my father or your father, that's not considered an exclusion, as Rashi says, Lav Shiru, as the Balav is Ishas Nami Loi Tafslu about Kedushin, as even if Reuven would give Rachel a full-fledged divorce, she would still not be able to marry her father or his father or Achi Achich or Evan Avichavim, as in any case, their Kedushin is not Taifis, and therefore even Rabbanu would agree that in this case, the get would be valid. However, the Mishnah continues, if Reuven said to Rachel, Harei Amitaz L'chol Adam, that you should be mutter to everyone, El Amon L'Koyin Gadol, if Rachel was an Amon previously from a prior marriage, and Reuven says the get should not be valid, but Negei Koyin Gadol, and in any case, really, she's also to marry this Koyin Gadol, or Grusha V'chlutza L'Koyin Hedit, or he tells his wife, who was previously Grusha or Chalutza, and he tells her you can't marry a Koyin Hedit, and certainly in this case, it doesn't have to be that she was a Grusha previously, as at this point, he's giving her a get, and therefore, she certainly would be considered Grusha, but Negei Koyin Hedit, and even if he only gave her a get, but Negei himself, it's still considered Reach a get, and therefore, certainly, she would be also to Koyin Hedit. In addition, Mamzeres and Sinu Yisrael, if his wife was a Mamzeres and Sinu, and he says to her that you can't get married to Yisrael, which in any case, she's also to do, and Bas Yisrael and Mamzel and Sin, or he tells the Bas Yisrael that you can't get married to a Mamzel and Sin, and the Mishnah continues and gives us a general rule, V'chol Mishi Yishla love Kedushin Afilo Be'avera, where he tells her that you can't get married to anyone else, where even though Kedushin would be Typhus, but there is some sort of Avera involved, and as the Gemara will explain, this is coming to include Amoinu Me'avi Nisini Mitzri and Adami, and in this case, the Mishnah tells us that according to Rabbanon, this get would be Pasul, as Lemaisa is not a complete crisis between Reuven and Rachel, as even though it may be true that Rachel is also to marry any of these people, either based on Issa Lav or in the case of a Mitzri and Adami and Issa Asay, but Lemaisa Kedushin would be Typhus, as we're not going according to the Shita Rabbi Kiva that in Kedushin Typhus and Bechayvi Lavin, and therefore when Reuven gives this get to Rachel and he says, Arayat Matas Chodam, and he excludes any of these people, then that is considered exclusion and it's considered that it's not a valid crisis because ultimately, based on Reuven's get, she should be able to marry these people and she should only be over and alive. But based on the fact that Reuven said, Chutz mi pleni, so at this point, Rachel would not be able to marry these people and Kedusha would not even be typhus behem because she would be considered Ishishish, Lagabi, these people, and therefore it's not considered a full fledged crisis and the get would not be valid according to Rabbanon. And the Gemara begins, and we mentioned this point when we learned in Mishnah, called the Reish Lasuye Shah Chayvi Krisis, when the Reish stated Chol Mishin Lol of Kedushin, that's coming to include even other Chayvi Krisis, where again, the Kedushin would not be typhus, and that's why the get would be valid as considered a full fledged crisis. However, called the Sefer Lasuye Shah Chayvi Lavin, where in the Sefer we said, the Chol Mishin Lol of Kedushin, Afilu Babeira, that the din is that the get is not valid, that's coming to include other Chayvi Lavin, and in parenthesis, we see Kagoyin Amoinim Me'avi Nisini Mitzvah Adaimi. And the Mepharshim already discussed that in the Mishnah we already mentioned Nisinim, and they also discussed that the Mitzvah and Adaimi is not an Isalav and only an Isase, Ayin the Mepharshim. However, Ayin Rashi Nisini Minagavainim Shayim Meshiva Umais, the Ikalav, Loises Chatinbam, and he also brings down Mitzvah Adaimi, Betesh Leshidari, Shahim Be'isase, and clearly it seems that Rashi is gurus these words in the Gemara. And the Gemara continues and will ask 9 questions, and only the first question will the Gemara be Peshit, and the rest will be left with the Teku. And the Gemara begins, Bayimini Rav Rav Nachman. Rav asked the following question for Rav Nachman, Chut Mikdusha Katan Mao, what would be a din if Reuven says to Rachel, Hare Amituas Chodam, Chut Mishimon, and at that point, Shimon was a Katan, Mi Aminon, Hashtu Mi Alaba Avayu, do we say that this is not considered Shia, because Lamaisa Rachel can't marry Shimon at this point in any case, because he's a Katan, or Dilma, Asil Chavaya, what do we say that since Reuven said to Rachel that he could never marry Shimon, and at some point Shimon will become a Gadol, and at that point he's restricting Rachel from getting married to Shimon, and therefore it's considered a Shia, and it's considered exclusion in the get, and therefore it's not going to be a valid get, a Malay. So Rabbi Nachman responded to Rava, Tanisu, that we learned in the Braisa, Kanda Misaresha B'Kedusha Bia, that certainly if a Ketana was married off by a brother or by a mother based on Kedusha Bia, that certainly a Ketana could receive a get. However, even if a Ketana was married off by a father, and that was a Kedusha Deraisa, and then a father died, the din is that the Ketana could accept her own get, and the get would be valid, and the Gemara is, Amai, that how could it be that the get would be valid, but we have a cloud that the only way to get is valid is only based on Vyatzav HaHisa, and Rashi says, that the only way a get could work is only if it's possible that after she has the divorce, she could go and get married, as the Pasuk says, and therefore in this case, since she's still a Tana, and she can't get married to anyone else, how could the get work? And therefore the Gemara explains, it must be because since the Tana eventually will be able to get married, so even at this point, it's considered that she is in Bechlal of the Yatzav HaHisa, and that's why, even though at this point she's still Tana, the get can still be valid, and Hochanami Asal Chavaya, and therefore we see that this Svara is applicable, and in this case, where Reuven said to Rachel, Hare Umataz Chodam, Chutz Mishimon, who is a Katan, but Lamaisa, since at some point, Shimon will be a Gadol, and will be Bechlal Avaya, therefore, even at this moment, we look at the Girishin as if it's a Shear, and as if there's no Krisis, and therefore the get would not be valid, and as Rashi explains, Allah Asal Chal Avaya, La Achazman, at some later point, we look at this person as if they have the ability at some point to get married, and that's enough to be considered avaya. As the pasuk doesn't mean that she has to be at this moment a bas avaya, and therefore b'negei shir as well, this is considered an exclusion to the get, and therefore the get is not valid. And Rava continues with the second shaila, what would happen if Reuven would say to Rachel, aside from any children that will be born from this point forward? The Gemara Shaila is, do we say that Lemaisa at this point, they were not born, and therefore it's not considered Shia, as there's no one that he's accepting that is in this world? Lemaisa, certainly there would be children that were born at some point after this point, and therefore he is restricting her to get married to those people once they will be a Gedolim, and therefore it would not be a valid get. Rav Nachman responded back to Rava, Tanisu, L'chayra, we should bring a raya from our Mishnah, that the Mishnah stated that if Reuven says to Rachel, that it's considered a valid get and it's not considered Shia, and L'chayra, that's because at this point Rachel can't get married to this Eved or Eved Chavim. And Imisa, if you're going to tell me that Menai Nanradim is considered Shia because they will be born, and therefore at some point Rachel will be Asad. So Eved or Eved Chavim Nami Avidid Megari, also by an Eved or Eved Chavim, eventually they could become Gerim, and then that will restrict Rachel from marrying them, and they will be Mutatar, and therefore L'chayra, it should not be a valid get. And L'chayra, we should be able to bring a raya that if Reuven said Chutz Menai Nanradim, that we do not consider that a Shia, and it's considered a valid get. And the Gemara responds that you can't bring me a raya from the case of Eved Eved Chavim, as there's a difference between the cases, as Hanach Lav L'Giyuri Kaimei, that even though an Eved Eved Chavim can become Gerim, but that is not something that definitely will occur, and therefore by Reuven saying Chutz Me Eved Eved Chavim, that's not considered Shia, and it's a valid get. However, since certainly children will be born, and then at some point when they become Gdolim, Rachel will be Asur, and will be restricted from marrying these children, so possibly we would consider this a Shia, and the get would not be valid, and therefore Rava tells Rav Nachman that you can't bring me a raya from the case of Eved or Eved Chavim to the case of Chutz Menai Nerodim, and therefore the Gemara doesn't have a pshitas to the Shaila. And the Gemara continues, and Rava asks the third Shaila to Rav Nachman, Chutz Me Bala Chosamau, what would happen if Reuven says to Rachel, Harei Mutaz L'Chadam, except for the husband of your sister? And we know that although Rachel is also to get married to her sister's brother, that is only while her sister's alive, but once her sister dies, then she will be mutter to get married to her sister's husband. Therefore Rava Shaila is, Hashtamir L'Chazila, the Lemais at this point, Rushimin is not Chazi, Chayzi to Rachel, and therefore it's not considered Shira, and therefore the get is valid. Or Dilma, what do we say? Zimna the Mesa Chayzi of Chazle, that maybe her sister Leah will die, and then Shimon will be ready to get married to Rachel. Therefore, since Reuven is restricting Rachel to get married to Shimon, even at that point, therefore it's considered Shira, and it's not a valid get. A Malay, so once again, Rav Nachman tries to respond to Rava, Tanisu, that we should bring a Raya from Mishnah, where the Mishnah states, Le'evet Le'evachavim, that Evet Le'evachavim Nami Avidim Megayah, that even though Evet Le'evachavim is possible that there will be Megayah, and still, even so, we say that it's not considered Shir, and it's considered valid get. So L'chayr over here also, even though it's possible that her sister will die, we should still say that it's not considered Shir, and the get should be valid. And the Gemara answers, Geiris Le'eshchicha, Misa Shchicha, that although been a Geir, the case of Geiris, we are not could be Chayshish, that maybe the Evet Le'evachavim will become Geirim, and therefore we say that it's not considered Shir, and therefore the get is valid. However, since Misa is more Shchiach than Geiris, therefore Rava says to Rav Nachman, you can't bring a Raya in the case of Evet Le'evachavim, as it's possible in our case, we would be Chayshish, that maybe Leah will die, and in that case, then Reuven is restricting Rachel from getting married to Shimon, and at that point, Shimon would be Mutter to Rachel, and therefore there should be a Chesaron increases, and the get should not be valid. And Rava continues with his fourth Shiloh, Chutz Mezuseich Mao, if Reuven says to Rachel, that Harei Mutaris L'Chol Adam, and you could get married to anyone, however, you are still also to have Znus with someone, so maybe since Reuven did not restrict Rachel to get married to any person in the world, so maybe that would not be considered Shir, and the get would be valid. And the Gemara explains, been assuming Halei Shaya, Lemaisi allowed her to get married to anyone in the world, and therefore it's not considered Shir, and the get is valid. Or do we say that since Lemaisa, based on Reuven's marriage to Rachel, he's able to still restrict her to have beer with someone else, therefore that would still be considered a Shir, and would not be a valid get? And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rav Nachman said to Rava, Tanisu, L'chayr, let's bring a Raya from Mishnah, La'abu La'avich, that if Reuven said to Rachel, Harei Umutaz L'chol Adam, Chutz Me'abu V'avich, then it is a valid get. And if Umay, and when Reuven restricted Rachel from having a relationship with her father or his father, what are we referring to? Elaim Benesuyin, if we're going to say that we're referring to a case that Reuven said to Rachel that she can't get married to her father or his father, Abba Vavich B'nei Nesuyin Inu, is it possible that he would say that if her father and his father are not Shaykh to Nesuyin and Kedushin is not Taifis, and therefore certainly Reuven did not mean to restrict her from getting married to them? Allah Biznus, it must be that Reuven said to Rachel that you can't have Znus with your father or my father, and Allah Bavichud Leishayer, it's Muchach from our Mishnah, that the only time we don't consider it a Shia and we don't consider it an exclusion to the get is only Benegea, his father or her father, because ultimately she is us to them in any case, Hala Achashayer, and it's Muchach from the Mishnah, that if Reuven tried to restrict Rachel from having a relationship, even Biznus, with someone else, then that would be considered a Shia and that would not be considered a valid get. And the Gemara continues that Rav responds to Rav Nachman that you don't have a Raya if in the case of Abba Avich, Dilma Benesuyin, the Av Insub, that in the Chinami, the case was where Reuven restricted Rachel from having a relationship with her father or his father through Nesuyin. And as Rashi says, even though it's not standard that Reuven would make such a restriction, however, if he does so, it's not considered a Shir, and therefore it's a valid get. However, if he would say the same, Lagabi someone else, then certainly that would be a restriction and considered a Shir. However, if Reuven would say to Rachel that you restricted and you can't have Znus with someone else, maybe that would not be considered a Shir, and maybe it would be considered a valid get. And once again, Rav responds to Rav Nachman that you don't have a Raya to my question. And the Gemara continued with the fifth Shaila of Rava, Chutz Mishloike Dakamau, if Reuven says to Rachel, Harei Mutaris L'Chol Adam, that you're mutter to get married to anyone, and you can even have Zus with anyone you want, however, you cannot be a Shloike Daka, what would be a din? Bechadaka Haleshaya, Lemaisa Reuven allowed her to have be a Kadaka with anyone, and therefore it's not considered Shir, and the get would be valid. Oidilma Mishkavi Ishaksiv, we know Bechal Tarakula, we don't differentiate between be a Kadaka and be a Shloike Daka, and therefore it's considered a Shir, as Lemaisa is restricting her based on the original marriage, and therefore it would not be a valid get. And on this question, and on the future questions, Rav Nachman doesn't even try to bring a Raya to this question of Rava, and Rava continued with his sixth question, that if Reuven says to Rachel, aside from your first Adarim, and I will still have the ability to be made for you in Adarim, what would be the din? Do we say that Lemaisa Reuven did not restrict Rachel in any manner as far as getting married or having beer with someone, and therefore it's not considered Shir and it's a valid get? Or do we say, Lemaisa, the reason why a husband has the right to be made for his wife's Adarim is based on a din Ishus, and since Reuven is trying to retain the right to be made for her Adarim, so therefore he's retaining some bailus with her, and that would not be considered a full-fledged krisis, and would not be considered a valid get. And the Gemara continues with the seventh question, Chutz Mitrumasayach Mau, if Reuven says to Rachel that I'm allowing you to get married to anyone, however, if you're going to go and get married to a Kohen, then you'll be restricted and you'll not be able to eat Truma, would that be a valid get or not? But Nesuyin HaLeshaya, once again, in Nesuyin, he was not Meshaya anything, or Idilma Kinyakaspeksiv, or the Maisa, the reason why Rachel will be able to eat Truma when she gets gets married to Kayin is because she's considered Kinyan Kasboy of the second husband, and by the fact of Reuven restricting her from becoming Kinyan Kasboy of the second husband, therefore that's considered a shear, and the get would not be valid. And I in the bottom taste of Amid where he's bothered with the Pshat Rashi, and therefore he explains that the case of Rava was in a scenario where Reuven was a Kayin, and therefore Rachel at this point was Mutati Truma, and Reuven said that you should be Mugureshes and you should be Mutaris Lachal Adam, however, you should still be able to Truma based on the fact that you're still my Kinyan Kasboy, and therefore there is some connection between Reuven and Rachel, and the Gemara's Shaila is if that's considered a Shear or not, and if it's a valid get or not. Rava continues with his 8th Shaila, Chutzmi Yerushasayach Mao, if Reuven says to Rachel, you're considered Mugureshes, however, I will retain the right to Yerusha, that be a valid get or not, and the Gemara explains, Benesuin Hole Shaya, once again, he was not Meshaya anything in the actual marriage, and therefore it should be a valid get. Oy Dilma, or do we say that the reason why a husband yashins his wife is based on the pasuk that states, and therefore we see that it's based on the relationship between the husband and wife, since he's retaining his rights, therefore it's considered a shear, and it's not considered a full-fledged krisis, and the get should not be valid. And finally, Rabbi asks his 9th question, if Reuven says to Rachel that I'm allowing you to get married to anyone you want, however, I'm restricting your ability to become a kudeshes through a shtar, and the Gemara asks, Mi Amirin, do we say, the mice over here, there's no restriction at all, because Rachel could get married through Kesev and Bia, and therefore that would not be a restriction, and it would not be a shear, and it would be a balget. Or what do we say? And as we stated before, that the only way a gerishin could be chal is if this woman would be ready to be makadish herself at a future point. And although it's true that Rachel could become a kudesha through Kesef or Bia, but since Reuven restricted her and she cannot become a kudesha through a shtar, and as the Gemara states, Iska Shabbais Ladodi, and Rashi explains, and therefore, if you restrict her that she can't get married through one of the drachim of getting married, then that would be a restriction in her get as well, and therefore it's not considered a valid get. And the Gemara ends off teku on the last 8 shaylos of Rava. We end off with a teku, and we continue with the new Mishnah. Gufa shaget harei amutaris l'chol adam. Certainly, in the get, you have to write the husband's name and the wife's name, as well as where they come from, as well as the date. And the Mishnah now continues and tells us that the ikkah of the get is that Reuven has to write harei amutaris l'chol adam, that you should be mutter to everyone through this get. And we continue on that pehe amabeis. Rabbi Huda says the day the heavenly chiminoi sefer terichim be gerashvukin be gepaturin lemehachlis rastva lechol gvad yistvon. And Rabbi Huda explains that this get has to include the following language. And some explain that this is the language that Rabbi Huda brings is in addition to the lashon of arei amutaris l'chol adam that the Tanakama mentioned. And some explain that Rabbi Huda is not being meisiv on the Tanakama, but he's saying that this lashon should be used in place of the lashon of arei amutaris l'chol adam. And if you're Rabbi Huda, you have to write in the get that I'm divorcing you using this document which is coming from me to you, and it should be your get that cuts you off from this relationship, and you can now go and get married to any man that you want to marry. And Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you wouldn't write this in the get, then it would be possible to think that the get actually happened by peh, and the actual document was only l'raya ba'alma, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda requires that the get itself must be clear, that the actual document is what is creating the gerishim between Reuven and Rachel. And the Mefarshim discuss what is the difference between the Lashonis of Sefer Terichin, Igeres Shvukin, and Get Peturin, and why Rabbi Yehuda required 3 Lashonis that seem to be very similar. And the Mishnah continues that now that the Mishnah mentioned the proper Lashonis to write in a Get Isha, therefore the Mishnah continues to discuss the proper Lashon to write in a Get Shichra between a Adon and an Eved, and Gufet Shel Get Shichra, what is the language that is written in a Get Shichra? And the Mishnah teaches us, Harei HaBaschirin, that either you write that you should be a Baschirin, or the Adon will write, Harei HaLatzmech, that you will be koine yourself and you'll no longer a shivcha knanis. And the reason why the Mishnah focuses on a get shivcha of a woman and not on a get shivcha of an eved is because we were talking about get nashim before, and therefore we continue to speak about women, but ein chanami, the same thing would apply for an eved, and the gufa shall get shivcha will be harei ata ben chayrin or harei ata la'atzbecha. And our Gemara begins, pshita amalol l'ishta harei bas chayrin. If Reuven says to his wife and he says to the sefer that he should write into the get, you should be a bas chayrin, lo yamav le'klum, that is not considered a lashon that is valid for a get, and that lashon makes sense b'negeya shivcha. And as Rashi says, the baschirin he koydum l'chayim, because a wife is considered a baschirin even while she's married. And the Gemara continues that it's also pashut amalol l'shivchasay harei'at mutaris l'chol adam. If Reuven says to the shivcha and he writes in the get shivcha harei'at mutaris l'chol adam lo yamav le'klum, once again it's not a valid lashon. And as Rashi says, the legabim malacha le'afkaminei, and certainly this lashon is not mashmur that he's allowing her to go free and she doesn't have to work any longer, and therefore certainly since she's still a shivcha and she would still have to work for Reuven, therefore of course she would still be asa to marry a Ben Yisrael, and she would only be able to marry either an Eved Ivri or an Eved Knani, and therefore certainly basically this lashon doesn't work. However, the Gemara now asks, Amal Isha, if Reuven says to his wife, and they write into a get, Harei Adla Atzmech, which we mentioned in the Mishnah, would work for a get shichra, for a shifra, but Mao, would this lashon work for your wife? Legamri Karmala, does he mean that you should be for yourself, and you're coining yourself in Gansin, and therefore would be a valget, Oilu Malacha Karmala, or is Reuven only saying that even though I have a right to my Sidayim, but I'm giving up my right to my Sidayim, and therefore it's not considered a get? Amal Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina responded to Ravashi, Tashma, bring your right, the Tanan, as we learned in our Mishnah, Gufa shall get shichra, Harei Baskarin, Harei Latzmech. Clearly we see Benigeya Shifcha, the Lashon Harei Latzmech works, and therefore we learn as follows, Uma Avda the Kanale Gufe, Ki Omale Harei Latzmech, Kani Gufe, that certainly if we see Benigeya Shifcha Knanis, that once Reuven writes a get shichra and he writes Harei Latzmech, then not only does she have a right to a Maisi Adayim, but she is actually acquiring her entire body, so each like Kani Gufa, like Koshkein, then certainly Benigeya, your wife, where a man is not clean of a body, and he only has a right to a Maisi Adayim, and he has a Kinyan Benigeya Issa, so then certainly the Lashon Harei Latzmech should work, and if Reuven wrote in a get to Rachel, Harei Latzmech, this would be a valid get. Gemara continues that even though Ravina was able to be Pesha the Shaila Benigeya Harei Latzmech to Ravashi, however, Omale Ravina Ravashi, Ravina asked another question to Ravashi, Omale La'abda Engli Esib Bach Mao, if Reuven wrote a get Shichra to his Evan, and he wrote that I should not have any business with you any longer, what would be a din? So Omale Ravchanan Ravashi, and Ravchanan responded to Ravashi, and the Amrilon, some say it was Ravchanan Mechaznal Ravashi, Tashma, bring your raya from the following Bryce to the Tanya as we learned to the Bryce, Hamecha Abdul Ivachovim, if Reuven says it Levit to an Ivachovim, Yotzel Chiris, then Bezin Knasses Reuven, and they require Reuven to even be paid to this Eved for 10 times the original price they sold it to a guy for, and even so, the din is that the Eved Knani will go out Lechiris, and Reuven can no longer use the Eved Knani. However, Lemaisa, on a Dereisidic level, this Eved Knani did not go out Lechiris, and therefore is still going to be also to a Bas Yisrael, and therefore, Vitzarka Chichrim, Rabbi Rishain, Reuven also has to give this Eved Knani a get Shichur, and the Bryce continues that regarding this din, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Bemed Ramush, like Kosovo of Oinoi, Ava Kosovo Oinoi, Zer Shichurere, the only time there's a requirement for the original master to write a get Shichur for this Eved is only if originally when Reuven sold this Eved Knani to the Goy, he did not write Oinoi. However, if he wrote Oinoi to the original Goy, then the Eved Knani could even go and marry Bas Yisrael, even if Reuven did not give him a get Shichur after he was freed from the Goy. And the Gemara asks, my Oinoi, what does it mean when we said the Lashon Oinoi? And Rav Sheshes said, the cost of lay that Reuven wrote to the guy, when he runs away from you, I no longer have any business with him, and therefore we see that the Lashon of Ein Le'Esek is a valid Lashon for a get shichra. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, the Tanakhama stated that in order to have a valid get, you have to write in the get, and Rabbi Yehuda argued in Tanakhama and said, etc. And the Gemara asks, what is the basis of the machlekes between Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara explains, Rabbanan Savi, Yadayim Shem Mechichas Savi Yadayim, V'Ava Gavloi Kossel Ovid the Rabbanan hold that there's a cloud of Yadayim Shebechichas is still considered Yadayim, and even though you only wrote in the get, people will understand that the way that you megarish your wife is through this get, and you don't have to specify it. However, Yehuda Sava Yadayim Shebechichas lo yavin Yadayim, therefore the time of the kosev levedein the mucha milsel by gita kamegarish law, and the only reason why this get would be valid is because Reuven added into the get that I'm being megarish you through this get. Avaloi kosev levedein. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that if he didn't write the Lashon V'dein, Amri, then people will say, B'dibur Gasha, that really Rachel was divorced through the Diba Ba'alma, V'shtar Rai Ba'amu, and it didn't happen through a get, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda felt that this get would not be valid. And the Gemara continues, Amma Abaya will now bring different things that you should be careful with when you're writing a get, in order to make sure that the get is valid. And Abaya first starts, Hai Man the Kos of Gita, when a person writes a get, Lo Lichta V'dein, he should not write the word V'dein with the Yud, the Mashma V'din, as it could be Mashma, that Reuven is saying that I'm giving the get to my wife Rachel based on a din Torah, and I must give this get to her. It would be mashman of Reuven saying to Rachel that if it's not actually a din Torah that I must divorce you, then this get should not be valid. El Vidain, you should write the word Vidain without a yud. And Abaya continues, V'lo lichta v'igeres, the mashma igras, ela igeres, that a person should not write in the get the lashon igeres with a yud, because then it could be mashma igras that he's referring to a roof, and he should make sure to write the lashon igeres without a yud. And Abaya continued that Rabbi Yehuda stated that you also have to write in the get, and the Lashon L'mahach means that you could go and get married to someone else. And Abaya says, with the Yud, the Mashma L'mahach, which then could be Mashma that Reuven was saying to Rachel that you should be my wife from now forward. Therefore, you should make sure that you don't write the word L'mahach with the Yud, and therefore you won't be able to separate it into two separate words. And Abaya also says, when writing the word L'mahach, make sure to write the hay clearly, and you should make sure that the left leg of the hay is is not attached to the roof, and it will make it look like the word lumichach as the mashma gichucha, and it would be mashma giving you this get as a joke, and it's not a valid get. In addition, the tehavia and the sibayin, the two words that we mentioned in Mishnah of the tehavia and the sibayin, tlasa yudin, and you should make sure before the end of the nun you actually write three yuds. Certainly, if you wrote three yuds, the mashma tehavim v'tisibayin, Reuven is telling Rachel that you will be mutter to go get married to anyone you want. However, as Rashi explains, if there will be only two yuds, then it will be mashma that Reuven is saying that they should be mutter to get married to anyone that they want, and it potentially would seem that Reuven is telling other women that they could get married to anyone they want, but not necessarily that he's telling his own wife that she could go get married to anyone she wants based on this get. By it continues, v'lochi levav t'rikhon levav t'shivukin, they should also make sure to lengthen the vav of t'rikhon and shivukin, and should not look like a yud, and Taisus the Tapan Amid says that this would also apply to the word peturin, since in the Mishnah we mentioned that you also have to say that it should be sefer t'rikhon iger shivukin and get peturin, and the reason why you should make sure it looks like a vav and not like a yud, because if it looks like a yud, the mashma t'rikhon or shivukin, then it would be mashma he's talking generally about gay women and not speaking regarding Rachel. And the Gemara continues, and even though the next word we don't have in our Mishnah, however, we will get back to Rashi, who will actually bring down the entire Lashon that's written in the get, and the Lashon of Chedu is written in the get. Therefore, Abaye teaches us, Ulochi levav de Chedu, and you should make sure that the vav of Chedu is very clear, and it's long enough to look like a vav and not like a yod, the mashmo chedi, as if you don't do so and it looks like yod, then it's mashmo that I'm actually giving this get, and the get should do nothing, and therefore it would not be a valid get. And Abaye continues, that Rabbi Yehuda stated the issue right in the get, l'machlis naspa l'chol gvad yistavon, and Abaye tells us, v'lelichtav l'is naspa, you should not write this word with an aleph at the beginning, and instead you should make sure to write it as lamed hey, the mashma lo yis naspa, as if you wrote it with a lamed aleph, then someone could break up the words, and it would be mashma lo yis naspa, that you can't get married at all, and therefore, of course, it wouldn't be a get krisis, and it wouldn't be a valid get, el is naspa, so make sure you wrote a hey after the lamed, and therefore you won't be able to read it that way, and therefore it will be clear that Reuven is writing to Rachel that she's allowed to get married to anyone that she wants. Gemara continues, we have the following shayla, beitin v'dein, or lay beitin v'dein, when you write a get, do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda and you're required to write the Lashon V'dein, or do we not pass like Rabbi Yehuda and you do not have to write the Lashon V'dein and all you have to write is Areo Mataros Chodom Tashmal bring a raya the Iskin Rava Begiti that Rava was Misakin and Gitin Eich Planya Ba Planya Part of Visarach Yas Planisin Sa Dav Insa Mikodim Dana Miyayim Dana La Olam, and we are testifying that Reuven gave this get to his wife Rachel, and she was his wife prior to this, and he gave this get, and now they're separated from now and for always, and it's mashma that all Rava is required is this Lashon V'ilu V'dein Loikama, and Rava did not say that there's a requirement to write V'dein, and L'chari we see not like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara asks, well, Tameh, Kulu Mikama, and L'chari according to you, did Rava actually bring down the entire Lashon that we write in the get? Ela B'inon, of course we need those Lashonis, and Hachanami B'inon, and therefore we require the Lashon V'dein as well. And the Gemara ends off and explains the words of Rava, that Rava said that a person has to write, Mekad B'dinon, Miyomi D'non Olalam, Zok Rava, Miyomi D'non, that the reason why you have to write from today is Lafukim Rav Biesi is coming to exclude from Biesi, the Omer's Man Shashtar Mechir who hold that since there's this man in the get, therefore by get of a shchimra, even if you don't write the words v'hayoyim, we don't consider a get la'achemisa, as since this man was written in the get, therefore it's considered as if the get stated that the get was chal me'hayoyim, and as Rashi points out, even though we paskin like Rabbi Yesi, and we paskin that zman shishtar mechichlov, Rabbi was still machmir b'negei gittin, and said that in all gittin, the sefer should write me'hayoyim d'non, in order that all gittin should be done l'divra kol, and as Rashi says, b'in la'fuki nafshim impluto, shi'etzi ador b'hato, and we continue on that pay Vav and Aleph La'olam, and the reason why Rav required that the Sefer should write into the get, that this get should continue forever, is Lafukim in the Bayim Minei Rav and Rav Nachman, is in order to exclude from the Shaila Rav asked Rav Nachman, the Om HaYomi At Ishti, Lomacha At Ishti, and he had a Shaila if this get was good, and even though the Gemara came out on that pay Dalam and Aleph, that Bein Rav Beleza and Bein Rav Banan, this get is a valid get, and keep in the Pascha Pascha, but Rav wanted to make sure that it was clear in the get that this get is chal forever, and in order not to get involved in this question, and therefore he specified that the sefer should write miyom midanan ula olam. And just to end off, it's important to note that Rashi on that peheim beis brings the teifas aget, and Rashi says zeu teifas aget patrus yisichri lichi ant plainness pat plainness to have his insi mikad mustana chedu patrus v'shavkis v'tarichus yisichri did haven mishor v'shal tor ben avshecha l'mahachlin sebalachom mad yisetzvon v'in shleim chabiyadaychu miyom midanan ula olam. And we will stop over here.